Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty.
All right. So this is such important food news. It's so important that we had to call my wife about it. So I could say, nah, 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 nah.
Okay.
Is Megan on the phone?
Hello.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Much,
how
much
are you?
Much cheerier morning for Lindsay than it is for her husband.
It's always, I know, right?
Thank you for agreeing to talk to us early in the morning.
Yes.
Really feel like this is a finishing move because my wife and I have been arguing about my loud chewing or smacking, as she calls it.
Good.
For
yes.
quite some time.
Mm-hmm. You smack for sure.
Our son has picked up your habit of smacking.
Love that boy. Chip off the old block. Okay, but the finishing move information is this. A new study, and part of the study was done at BYU, a new study says you eat 30% fewer calories if you chew more loudly. That is, if you're more aware of yourself when you eat, you'll eat less. Bam! Boom! This is why I'm so svelte.
Oh, have you been trying to eat less? Yeah, I can only imagine if you were actually quiet when you ate.
What? What do you mean I'd be chunk muff?
I don't know, because you eat frequently and you... Actually, I have to say, I don't think you've been as bad. I don't know if you've been conscious of it, because I don't hear you smacking when I'm around you anymore. But Megan can attest to that, because she's around you a lot more.
Oh, he has not cut down on any type of smacking. The smacking continues.
Look, but this goes to both of you two ladies. Megan, who goes to the gym all the time. You know, because you go with her. Megan, who aside from her obsession with Diet Coke and gum, sugar-free stuff, has a fantastic diet and is very health conscious. You, vegan, suck it. That's all I'm saying. Look at what I'm doing. I'm eating 30% fewer calories than you guys just because occasionally I smack. Look at all the hard work you have to put into it because you're silently eating good food.
Oh, there is no hard work going into my eating. I just eat whatever and don't
you eat whatever
care
you
about.
Want as long as it has no dairy or no meat or no whatever. You eat like an eighth of what is provided on this planet.
Here was my thought process on that whole article. Like, the premise of it was you need to mindfully eat. You need to cut out all distractions, create this peaceful environment.
Yes.
Yourself. And I'm like, that's BS. Like, what about the people that live with you? They now don't have a peaceful environment.
That is
to eat
very
because of your
true. That is
very
true.
Which makes me want to eat more and faster to get out of this, like, smacking, eating with your mouth open, which then makes me eat more food, consume more.
Uh-huh.
Bam, you have an obese wife. Like,
yes.
That's how I look at it.
I think that's a great point.
That is projecting. You can't accept that what I'm doing just as naturally means that I am just sort of naturally doing good for myself.
No, because you're not. Because the whole point of sometimes you're smacking is to boast about how delicious the food is.
No,
that
that's
you
what you assume.
No,
it's all about to like savor the taste of it. And like I always say, if he makes it, he savors it even more.
Oh yeah.
He like, and he wants Avi to like savor it too. Like, we made pork the other night and we were giving Avi just teeny little pieces, and the more Avi would snack and like get into it, he would be like, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
God.
I made that pork. And I'm just like,
oh my God, are you serious?
This is ridiculous.
All right. Well, look, let it be known to everyone. Sick. If you want to lose weight, all you have to do is chew louder. 30% less calories.
Oh,
I rest my case with science.
If you live with this person, you're going to have an obese significant other because
yes.
they are going to want to just eat more to get out of the situation.
Why doesn't everyone just chew loudly?
No.
Why does it have to be one?
No.
Everyone. Megan, I love you. Please kiss our loud chewing, my loud chewing prodigy for
me.
Oh,
my God.
Progeny. And we'll talk to you later,
I'm
okay?
So sorry, Megan. I'll hug you later.
All right, bye.
This is the key to being healthy right here. Enjoying your food so that everyone knows.
I have to keep taking my headphones off. That noise is obnoxious. Misophonia.